Sports Talk 1570 WNST. It's 11:07 on this Friday, Baltimore, Maryland. Coming up today, we've been pimping it for the last couple of weeks. Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, is here. Todd, how are you?
Doing fine. Our national championship preseason selection show today for 2 hours. We're guest heavy.
Yep.
We're going to get predictions on who plays for all the marbles. And BCS National Championship game, January 8th. Who's it going
to
be?
And while we're talking to the experts, I will actually pick the two teams.
Bob's got to make his choices.
I said it in July. I'll say it again in August, and I'll say it in September. Cross West Virginia off your list because Maryland's beating them week three. Take it to the bank. I'm telling you.
I've already said Fridge. West Virginia goes into Papa John's Stadium and Louisville gets beat.
Well, they'll have one loss by that game. Stock the fridge, ladies and gentlemen.
Danny Sheridan said the same thing. The big odds maker.
That is correct. But we're going to start it off here. Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney, Todd Helmick from the Feinbaum Radio Network, one of the great sports talk show hosts in the land. Welcome to the program for the first time, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's everything up there?
We're doing well. Orioles are still in fourth place. Ravens won their preseason game, and we're hoping Maryland and Ralph Regan can get back into that bowl cycle around here.
Sounds like same old up in Maryland.
That is correct, sir.
Hey, Paul, this is Todd from nationalchamps.net. I wanted to thank you for joining us on the show here out of your busy schedule. And jumping right into it, I noticed you've pegged, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've pegged Tennessee to possibly win the SEC East, and as has Danny Sheridan on our show, many people I talked to seem to be questioning Phil Fulmer after the turmoil of last season, no bowl game, the off-the-field player distractions. Can he really turn this thing around for the Volunteers so quickly in 06, and why?
And Todd, I think he can. Fulmer is a really an underrated coach, and I know that sounds a little bit unusual to say that, but his record speaks for itself. He had a bad year, and I think if you start firing coaches who have bad years, Bill Cowher would have lost his job a couple of years ago in Pittsburgh instead of winning the Super Bowl. I think he's got the nucleus of a pretty good team. I think the quarterback is good. The schedule is difficult, but the schedule favors him. LSU at home, Florida at home, Alabama at home. That's pretty good. The toughest game of the year on the road is at Georgia, and I think that's manageable. So I'm going to go against the grain. I'm not a big fan of Fulmer, by the way, even though I live down here. But I think he's going to get it done, and because of the schedule more than anything else.
We're joined here at nationalchamps.net, WNST Radio 1570, our national championship selection show. Paul Feinbaum from Alabama area in the Feinbaum Radio Network. Paul, we had Danny Sheridan on the show this past week.
Your condolences.
And he had something to say, a personal message to give you. I'm going to play this for you here real quick. Go ahead, cue that.
Tell Terry Bowden and Paul Feinbaum that after I finish writing my book next year, I'll be much more well-known than them.
There you go.
How about that, Paul?
I've read some of Danny's stuff in Penthouse and some other magazines. We'll see about that. I will say this: I have heard a little bit about the book in the trade, and I think it is going to be a blockbuster. Not that Danny needs me heaping praise on him, but I think it's going to be a huge sports book.
Paul Feinbaum joining us here on the Bob Haney Show. Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, is with us. We're talking some college football season right around the corner here on a beautiful Friday, Baltimore, Maryland. And, Todd and I have been talking about this, Paul, last few weeks. This year, no Oklahoma, no USC, that prohibitive number one team in the country. I know Ohio State's number one in the coaches' poll. Could we possibly see this year 2 1-loss teams playing for the national championship?
I think there's an excellent chance of that. One of those quirky teams, West Virginia, Louisville, one of those sneaks through, which I'm not overly optimistic of. I really like, I hate to do this because it sounds so East Coast, but I really like Notre Dame to win the national championship. They have the best quarterback. They have the best coach in football. The schedule can be difficult at times, but I really think that program is back in an amazingly short period of time. And whether they'll have a loss or not, it's hard to say, but I still think they'll win. And, after that, take your pick. Ohio State, Texas. I liked Oklahoma until the injury, and I'm not jumping off the bandwagon because of one not the injury, but the suspension. I think the winner of the Oklahoma-Texas game probably plays Notre Dame for the title.
Hey, Paul, speaking of the SEC again, LSU, they seem to have been lost in this preseason national championship in the polls and the discussions all of a sudden. We at nationalchamps.net have them as the number four team because what I see on paper actually looks pretty solid with Nick Saban's recruits. What's keeping this team, LSU, out of the early discussions, and what's your take on Les Miles after his first season?
Well, listen, Todd, I think you're dead on if you look at it on paper. Nick Saban left them with one of the best teams in the country last year, and then this year with Jamarcus Russell leading the parade. You mentioned the key name, and you know I do have a reputation as a bit of a coach killer, but I'm not sold on Les Miles, and I don't think I'm the only one. I thought he did a great job last year. I think dealing with Katrina and all that, he did a fabulous job. But I don't know if he is at the elite level that you need to be at to win the national championship. He's no Nick Saban. I think even in the SEC, he pales behind a number of coaches, from Urban Meyer to Spurrier to Fulmer, even to Tuberville and to Mark Richt. And if you're in the middle of the pack in the SEC, good talent will help you. But I think his problem is schedule. And I know that sounds like I'm an odds maker here, but he goes to Tennessee. That's a very, very difficult game. I think LSU plays at Florida. I may be wrong about that, but I'll double check. And I think that's too much to ask. And they also play at Auburn early in the year, and they will not win that game.
September 16th.
There's no way he's going to get out of the pack to win the national championship, or in my opinion, to even win the SEC.
We're joined here with Paul Feinbaum from the Feinbaum Radio Network, probably the number one talk show in the southeastern part of the country. Not probably, it is. Glad to have him on here. But the question everyone wants to know, even up here in Baltimore, can Coach Urban Meyer's system really work in this long grindstone of the SEC? And will Florida's quarterback Chris Leak get replaced at some point by the great Tim Tebow we hear about, the incoming freshman? I mean, do these grumblings out of Gainesville about a quarterback controversy, do they have legs?
You know, I heard this same conversation 16 years ago with Steve Spurrier. People said, he's not going to fit in. This is Bear Bryant, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It's Gene Stallings, it's Pat Dye, Johnny Majors, and Vince Dooley. And look what Steve Spurrier did. It's not the same system as Urban Meyer, but I think Urban Meyer is a great coach. He's proven it everywhere. Last year was pretty good. 9-3, I know about the losses. I know about the Alabama loss and the South Carolina loss. They were embarrassing. But the Gators did still beat Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida State. That is an incredible season if you look at Florida history, and I think he'll get it done. I think Chris Leak is by far the best quarterback down there. You'll see Tebow as a courtesy, but Tim Tebow is not going to replace Chris Leak.
Well, like I said, with Florida, really any SEC team, but Florida, 5 weeks or 5 out of 6 weeks at Tennessee, Alabama, LSU at Auburn versus Georgia. That's crazy. But lastly, Paul, before we let you go, this is our preseason national championship selection show.
Cross West Virginia off your list, Paul.
We're going to have to put you on the spot, Paul.
They weren't even close, by the way.
Can you give us, I know it's early, but can you give us your shot or your pick on who you think is going to be playing in the BCS National Championship game January 8th?
Well, I'm tempted to go with a team from the South, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say that I think the Oklahoma-Texas winner has a really good shot. I'm not discounting Oklahoma entirely. And if I had to pick the winner of that game right now, I'd pick Oklahoma. And I'd probably go with Notre Dame to win it all. Ohio State, I think, will get knocked out of it early. When they go down to Texas. Florida State may be a dark horse.
Wow.
But I don't think Bobby Bowden has what it takes anymore to win a national championship. So at the end of the day, it's going to be Notre Dame.
Paul Finebaum joining us. It is the Finebaum Radio Network. Paul, we appreciate your time. Notre Dame wins it all, according to you, at this early stage. Oklahoma-Texas winner, okay. And he says right now it's Oklahoma. Hey, Paul, we appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank you.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST. So Oklahoma-Notre Dame. Todd Helmick, you seeing that?
I think he said Notre Dame to win it all, but it was the Oklahoma-Texas winner. Plays Notre Dame. Yeah, plays Notre Dame. And he said Oklahoma he thought could win that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Well, he's picking them right now.
Absolutely.
Anywho.